right. This is an episode of the Trucker's Blog, perhaps. And we're streaming live on Facebook because the 0.2 people listening to this might be wondering, why do you post episodes of your podcast that are so poor quality? I want to explain to you, because this is how I'm recording from the truck. I have this with a clip-on mic over here, and I'm in a truck, as you can see, and hopefully this thing would record continuously and not shut off for no apparent reason. And now it's what? 11:45, 11:50, and people wondering, why aren't you supposed to be working? Yeah, but I'm not, because this right here is what they call the Qualcomm system. I'm showing this to the camera, and it's not working. It wasn't working properly. They were fixing it, but it's offline for some reason. And I'm waiting for a douchebag in the office to work its magic and turn it on. I don't know how long it's going to take. Apparently, pressing a few buttons on a keyboard might take an eternity. And, yeah, that's how you make it in life. Find yourself a job that requires minimum effort with high rewards, and then just do it mediocrely. Right? This is the way to make it. That's the American dream, essentially. And I'm sitting here sweating my ass off because I'm a good guy, and I'm not turning this truck on to waste diesel. And that's how you build a good relationship with your boss, by saving him 20 cents from not burning fuel to cool yourself off with a nice AC cold flow of air. This is what I'm doing. This is a good opportunity for people to see how miserable I am in my work day, because I'm going to move the phone around to see. This is the, I don't know if you can see, this is the truck. This is what it looks like. It's shitty as fuck. Look at this. It's dirty. I mean, I don't know. Can you see that? I don't even know what you guys can see. This is where I park. Isn't that fun? How about that? Yeah, gravel. That's the magic. Every time a wind blows and I get a bigger chance of getting a lung cancer in my lungs. You know, this is how you become a man. You know. Somebody asked me recently, why do you have a hat on every time you post pictures from your job, from the truck? And the reason is it's a bad hair day for me every day because woohoo! Because what am I gonna put gel in my hair for this environment? Doesn't seem like a red carpet event, so I'm not really gonna make an effort. I'm not gonna shave or put makeup on like I usually do before I go out and meet hot chicks that are not interested. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just got me a coffee, and I was at this truck stop, and I was in line for the coffee place, and there was a guy in front of me, and he had this dirty wife beater on, and I could see his back, and on the back of his arms over here where the biceps are, I mean, this guy didn't really had any meat on him. It was like a skeleton in a wife beater and a long hair with a ponytail, and this guy looked like a guy who either sells crack or he really wants to. He's ready to dive in that type of business. And you know what? Yeah, go ahead, man. Do it. And so he had tattooed on the back of his arms. On one arm, it said, "Forgive me, Father." And on the other hand, it said, "For I have sinned." Which is what you say to the priest when you go to confess things. So this guy is so into it that he goes, I really believe in confessing your sins, but I also have no time to go to church. So I just put it in as a little tattoo reminder for who's behind me that I'm really committed to God. But also I couldn't be bothered to visit him at his house of worship. So this is how I choose to live my life. You know, it's interesting. All the people who are like criminals and shit, these people are the most religious ones. And they go and confess. And why do you do that? Like, I watched mafia people in the movies. He kills a couple of guys and then he goes to church. Why do you do that? You know what I mean? I think it is because these people are really, like, they're not evil enough. You know what I'm saying? He kills somebody, he feels guilty about it, so he needs to say it out loud to feel himself better. And you know what? You don't have to do that. Just be more evil. You don't have to confess anything, you know? Just kill people and go, ha ha ha, I'm evil, and go on with your life. Why do you have to do extra shit? You know, I'm not saying the guy I saw was a murderer, but I'm saying if he was, I accept him for who he is. I can't do anything about it. What am I going to tell him? Hey, man, don't be a criminal. That rarely works. Right? I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. But that's it. This is my studio during the weekdays. That's why I once live streamed a part of an episode that was at my house. That's where the quality is best. There's no background noises or anything unless the guys who mow the lawn show up. Because they do that. They show up. They used to show up every Sunday morning at 9 in the morning. And I know that because I drink a lot on Saturday night. So I need to sleep until noon. But I could never do that because the guy fires up the thing and goes, mim. I think he just kind of hits the revs up just for me specifically. That's how it feels. Like, at least, you go, oh, yeah, probably someone must be sleeping in this house. So let's just give him a little, yeah, like a mechanical rooster in the morning, you know, me, get up, asshole, you know. Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do? I'm waiting. This is just me killing time. There's no artistic Merrill and what I'm doing, and it should be. I think what I'm doing is art by definition, right? Yeah, I mean, it's like George Carlin, Louis C.K., and what I'm doing in the eyes of the arts gods is in the same playing field. It just levels to it, but you can't really tell because art is subjective. So you can argue this thing is better than George Carlin at the Carnegie Hall. I don't know. For some people, you know, this could be better. They would be wrong, but that's their opinion. You know, I mean, no one has said that to me specifically. I've no evidence that someone thinks that, but it's good to believe, you know. The guy with the tats, the long hair crack, head type of dude, he believes in something. I can believe in something else. This is my part of being a human being, is believe in things that you have no evidence about, but it makes you feel better, and that's how you find happiness, right? Perhaps. I don't know. I mean, I haven't found it yet, but working the steps, I suppose. Oh, look at that, something happened over here. Hey, I have a little... Oh, this thing is going to shut off. That's what it says. I mean, screw you, computer. I don't care. It's just... Turn on! What is taking so long? This lady or man, I don't know who works this. Isn't that unfair that I have to sit and wait? My thing just fell out of my pocket. That's unfortunate. Is that still recording? 10 minutes? Wow. All right. Trucking. Is that the... Is that the job, like the coveted job that everyone wants? No. That's the job for people who have no other choice, but somehow they have clean driving record. Both these two things gotta align together in order for you to become this like the epiphany of brilliance right here. This, yeah, I can drive a truck and talk shit about people I don't know. That's the level that I'm operating on. It's genius, isn't it? It really is, yeah. Isn't it interesting how some people are misunderstood while they're alive and they die and all of a sudden they become super popular and being looked as like icons of their time? And then the guys up in heaven perhaps and go, hey, where the fuck were you when I was still alive? I needed some praise then. Why are you praising me right now? I'm dead. Maybe if you said something nice to me when I was still alive, I wouldn't overdose on crack or something. You know what this is about, things like old school ancient painters or like comedians who died at 30, but they had a 5 good jokes. Now all this thing is considered classic all of a sudden. But the guy was so miserable at the time while he was writing those jokes, and he started doing drugs because no one said hi to him. Everybody avoided eye contact after shows. He was like, God damn it, man, they don't even like me. And just put the needle in his arm. Now he's dead. And everybody's like, oh my God, he was such a genius. Well, fuck you then. Praise people at the appropriate time. Don't just bullshit them, right? Now, just remember, this is going straight to Facebook. Like, more than 0.2 people might be watching this, and they're thinking, wow, this is a good reason for us to avoid that guy, because we have evidence of his actual stupidity. Well, I mean, I'm going to discontinue the live stream. I'm going to talk more shit on the podcast, and this is going to be one of the future episodes. It might not be this week or next, but eventually I'll get to it. But if you're watching this, and thank you for that. And there's another little view of the truck again, in case you missed. Look at that. Look at that. Just for no reason. For no fucking reason. Look at this. I have things that my boss put in there. What is that? Hoses? I don't know what it is. I never clean the truck. I don't clean it, because there's no reward in it. I don't want to pay me stuff. This is, if you're a Jewish, you know what I'm talking about. You don't do things for free, right? Was that wrong to say? I don't know. But how do you turn this thing off? I'm just really trying to stop this. Here it is. See you later. Okay. For those who are listening, only this was me talking to Facebook because I was live streaming this. You can go and look for it on my Facebook page if you haven't seen it. Who gives a shit, you know? My point is this. My point is this. Yeah, just if you have a friend who does something cool, go ahead and tell them that they're doing something cool. Don't avoid it and then go, hey, I wish he continue to do that thing because I thought it was cool, but I never told him. Because people, when you try a new thing, whatever it is, like being a comic or whatever the fuck, it's a scary thing. And you need a lot of confidence. A lot of people don't just have confidence, you know? Sometimes you need to say something to them and go, hey, you know what? I like that shit that you do. And if you say that to them, maybe they would feel better about themselves and continue to do that, and eventually they might become some special. But nobody does that. Everybody's a dick. Well, I'm not gonna come to see your improv show because it's probably gonna suck. I mean, yeah, but I'm getting better. Come see it now, and then in 5 years it might be amazing. But don't be a dick, you know? Support your friends. And I don't know what to tell you. Still waiting on the whatever bullshit thing, still doesn't work. It's getting not late. I mean, it's late for me to work in the afternoon. But I'm going to do what I got to do. What are you going to do? Fuck it. Life's hard as it is. So deal with it, guys, and I'll talk to you again next time. Bye.